Hello, everyone. This is Brock, and with me is the beautiful Mrs. Brock, my better half.
Hello.
And we saw Pineapple Express, and we are going to review that for Now Playing. Okay, I guess we should start by saying, first off the bat, we will do the best we can not to talk about spoilers of the movie and ruin too much of the movie. We'll just give you general stuff. But if you are the kind of person who wants to know absolutely nothing about the movie before you see it, I guess turn this off now and come back to it after. But we will just talk about general stuff about the movie so we can talk about it and see what we think. So, Pineapple Express stars Seth Rogen, James Franco, Gary Cole, I guess we should mention, Rosie Perez, and it was directed by a man called David Gordon Green.
Fabulous. I love his work.
Yes, he's fantastic. He wrote a movie called Goat.
Of course.
Yes, about, I'm guessing, a goat.
I've totally heard of that.
Yes, well, I'm sure he's a wonderful person. Anyway, so we saw the movie Pineapple Express. So I guess just start it. What'd you think?
Overall, I liked it fine. I think it was, it had some of the same issues that some of the other movies of that genre had. Well, I guess the movie starring Seth Rogen genre.
Oh. So not the pothead smoker guy genre. What do you call that? The doobie genre?
Slacker? Stoner? I don't know.
Stoner genre?
Anyway, I liked it okay. I actually, speaking of the, I guess, previous movies that we were talking about,
right.
Obviously,
like
Superbad.
Superbad and 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah, all of those. I enjoyed those.
Up.
Knocked Up, exactly. I enjoyed those. This one, not so much, though. I think, frankly, I think what it comes down to, I'm just kind of tired of Seth Rogen.
Whoa.
I think...
Mr. Rogen, if you're listening, it's just one person's opinion.
I think he's obviously a very talented writer.
Yes.
I think he would agree with me. He's maybe not the most versatile of actors.
Yes, I think
he's
he might.
Kind of the same character over and over and over. And right. I think it's great that he's having so much success, but I'm a little tired of watching him.
Yeah. Well, basically, the plot of the movie, the plot of the book, is, the plot of the movie is that a process server buys drugs from his regular connection guy and witnesses a murder, and the two of them...
Hilarity ensues.
That's really all you need to know about the plot. And you're right. Seth Rogen is basically the character he was in Knocked Up, but not the same, I guess, as the 40-Year-Old Virgin. And maybe the difference is, in the 40-Year-Old Virgin, he wasn't the main guy.
Exactly.
Same with Superbad.
When
he came on screen, he was fun. James Franco, we've never seen him do this kind of thing before, and that was lots of fun to watch him. He certainly was a full-fledged character, quote-unquote.
That's the thing. I hadn't really seen him do anything else except for Freaks and Geeks, and obviously...
Spider-Man.
Well, yeah, Spider-Man, I guess.
Right,
but
we haven't really...
You don't really think of him in that. But,
but in Spider-Man, though, he actually had the angst.
Exactly. He was...
And in this one, he actually had a full-fledged character that we'd never seen before.
Exactly. Plus, it was a much more comedic role.
And it was Spicoli.
Yeah.
Esque. Spicoli-esque, that's an adjective.
Sure.
But I think a standout performance could be said about Danny McBride, who played the weirdo pot smoker guy. The guy
I have no idea who that is.
The guy.
Oh, the friend.
The friend.
Yes. He was very, very good.
He was very funny.
Lot.
I think the movie really works in certain parts. And there were definitely parts where you and I just lost it. We loved it. And we're not going to mention exactly where, because we want you guys to enjoy those scenes as well if you're going to see it.
Exactly. There were some laugh out loud moments. I think...
Serious, legitimate laugh out loud moments. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We can't... I'm thinking of them right now.
Right now. It's very funny. A wonderful car chase. And the banter between them, they seem very natural.
Exactly.
But I think we both picked up on how it wasn't all written in a script.
Well, I agree. I felt like some of it you could tell when they were sort of ad-libbing. But what I was actually going to say about some of the script is, I don't want to give too much of it away, but there were several plot elements that...
So when the aliens came down... and there was like...
Well, you're already going to have to
take me
this.
On the Pineapple Express... I want to get to Turkey.
No.
How they figured out what was going on, the enemies of our protagonists figured out what was going on, seemed kind of easy.
It was a little strange. And not only that, but just the main character. It felt very much like the main characters were experiencing the things as if they were in a movie rather than it was any sort of anything
interesting
in real life.
Yeah, okay.
If that makes sense.
That does make sense.
I don't know. I don't want to give too much away, too many of the... plot elements.
Because if we talk about these plot elements, then we're going to give away some of the bigger laughs. And we don't want to do that because the last thing you want to do is know all the jokes before you go into a movie.
Exactly.
But on that improv thing again, Gary Cole and Rosie Perez clearly were improvising a couple of those scenes.
Yeah.
And I don't know what Gary Cole's background is. I know he's pretty funny in like Office Space and Brady Bunch movie, and then he can be pretty
serious. I think it's because so often he is the sort of the straight guy, or you know,
he plays a various different kind of character. This one, he seemed a little over the top, but it was kind of fun to watch. Another standout performance for me was Daryl from The Office.
He was a lot of fun.
As the Fey thug. That was very funny.
He was a lot of fun.
He was a lot of fun to watch, too. So we liked the performances.
Overall, and I was going to say, the actors seemed like they were having so much fun.
Yes.
Which, on one hand, I enjoyed, but then, on the other hand, it starts to get to the point where, well, but why did I just pay admission to see these
Ocean's
guys
12.
Jerk around on the screen?
On screen. It's like, I felt like Ocean's 12 was a party I wasn't invited to.
Exactly.
I can watch the highlight reel. But Ocean's 11 and 13 were certainly, I was invited to the party the whole time. Well, so to speak.
Well, you know, it worked.
Brad Pitt doesn't return my calls.
That jerk.
But Scott Conn will not stop calling. All right. Anyway, so yeah, so that's basically the movie. We liked it. We didn't like it. Now, this is a movie about marijuana.
Yes.
And so not for the kids.
Absolutely not. The language is incredibly inappropriate for kids.
Absolutely. And there is a great Star Wars reference in there. Very funny out of the blue one. That was just very, very funny, which if that wasn't ad-libbed, then I'd be surprised.
That had to have been.
I hope that it was a great take to use. Very funny. I have to say that since this is a marijuana movie, I want to ask you a question. Marijuana is a gateway drug. Is this going to be a gateway movie to you to watch a cocaine movie next and then a heroin movie? So next one we're going to rent like Requiem for a Dream. All of a sudden you're hooked.
I think so. You know, Johnny Depp made that movie a blow a couple years ago. I think we could follow up with that.
Yes, and now all of a sudden we're just obsessed with just drug movies until we have to have an intervention. You throw in Bambi or Cinderella again and you just say, hey, come on, come back.
We can bring it back. But I do have to say, speaking of that, I don't want to give away any of the huge plot elements, but there were several of the, you know it's going to be a movie about marijuana, obviously.
Obviously.
There were several, to their credit, there were several things that I thought would probably happen. Some of the more predictable things that you thought would happen, that, you know, one of those, everybody accidentally gets high and it just becomes hilarious.
Something explodes and the smoke gets up and everyone gets high and everything's good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That actually, surprisingly, to their credit, I'm trying to say some positive things
about it
as well. That actually didn't happen.
Thank goodness. And then the movie takes a big left turn with violence that was not in the beginning of the movie. Like, obviously,
exactly.
There was the murder in the beginning of the movie, which was extremely graphic for a comedy.
Exactly.
It seems that there was two different movies going on here sometimes.
There were some very dark elements in it. It's one of those, it was sort of portrayed in a comedic way, but if you actually thought about what it was you were watching, it was really pretty gruesome.
I have to agree. But the good thing is, though, that everyone seems in this movie, very few people actually seem to die.
Exactly. I didn't feel traumatized by the end or anything.
Even though
it worked out okay.
Extremely graphic violence and all that kind of stuff.
It was.
So that is basically what we thought of Pineapple Express. I guess I should ask you, would you recommend this?
It was a fun time. You know, I wouldn't go into it with really high expectations.
I agree.
Unfortunately.
So,
but it was fun.
Yeah, I'd say definitely if you're thinking about seeing it, you may not be wrong about waiting for the DVD on this one.
I agree.
I can't 100% recommend people rush out to see it. I think if it's on, you can do much worse. But I really feel that this movie, I was hoping it to be much funnier.
Exactly. I think that's because they've had so many hits already that
maybe
we're
used to it. But Will Ferrell does a lot of the same stuff, but then he does Stranger Than Fiction, and we know he can do other things.
Exactly.
Maybe that's why I can put up with some of the same.
I think he's more versatile as a performer, whereas Seth Rogen is obviously, like I said, a very, very good writer.
No, he's good.
And he's not bad, and I didn't feel, you know, I didn't not enjoy watching him.
Agreed.
Was just, it could have been the exact same character from Knocked Up.
And it could have been the same name, and we would never have known.
Exactly.
Unfortunately. Well, that is it for today's Now Playing. Thank you for joining us, and I guess we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Now Playing is a production of Venganza Media Incorporated. All rights reserved.